All right, hello guys. Welcome back to another episode of Drink More Water. Today's episode is actually going to be a little bit different for a couple of reasons. One, you might have noticed this isn't our usual upload day. We do plan to upload two episodes this week, which is very exciting because we want to start doing that. But secondly, as you might be able to hear from the silence on the other end, I am alone today. So it's just me, Soph. Honestly, this was a very spontaneous episode idea. I received a comment last night on my latest YouTube video that really sparked something in me, and I just knew that I had to record an episode about this. And I was almost so passionate and had this drive to record this episode. I couldn't wait till next week. I just want to get it out because, yeah, I just feel so strongly about this subject, and it really, I don't know, it ignited a fire inside of me that I didn't know I had. So it is just me today. I'm recording it about 10 a.m. on a Friday morning, so not our usual recording time. And Riley and I have actually already recorded a podcast this week that will be going up today, actually. So this will be after our already recorded episode this week. So there won't be any highs or lows chat. I really just wanted to record a quick podcast nugget, almost just a 15-20 minute talk about something that I'm feeling really passionate about lately. And I just think that this needs to be talked about because I think in the year 2021, it is not okay to be commenting on people's bodies in any way, shape or form. So as I said, I received a comment on my latest YouTube video, which went up yesterday, and I saw it last night just before going to bed, which was probably the worst time that I could have seen it because it took me hours to get to sleep afterwards. And I just felt so fired up. I probably should have recorded the podcast last night, although I might have said something I didn't mean, so probably not. But I really wanted to chat about this because, oh, it disgusts me. So basically, in my latest YouTube video, I talked a lot about how I healed my relationship with food and how I had to, you know, release all restrictions from my diet and just like really had to almost rewire how I thought about food because I had a very warped concept of food and how it should be thought about and all that kind of thing, which I'm sure we have gone into a bit in the past, but also we'll continue to go further into detail in the future. But basically, I had a massive chat and really opened up on my latest YouTube video about this and, you know, what I have done to heal my relationship with food and how I'm genuinely in such a good place at the moment and I'm feeling amazing. And yes, I have had to get over so many hurdles and obstacles to get to this place, but I finally feel like I am in this place. And I received this comment, which I will share, which just, it really got me. It almost made me a bit teary. And I was saying this to a friend, but I'm really lucky and proud of myself that I am now in a place where I can read this comment. And even though it did stumble me a bit, it in no way has affected me negatively. When I know if I read it a year ago, even, it would have affected me in immense amounts. And I would have, you know, done some really bad things because of it. So I want to chat about this because I feel like so many people experience this. Even if you're not on social media and you're not putting your life out there for anyone to comment on whenever they want, you know, friends and family say this too. It was a comment that it was almost like this girl, and I won't say any names, but it was almost like this girl was trying to be nice, but it just came across in the worst way possible. And that's almost why I wanted to record this episode so badly, because, you know, sometimes even when you're not trying to be hurtful and you're not trying to be mean, comments can affect people so much, especially if you are in a bad place when it comes to your health or food or fitness, your body, everything. And I think that this particular comment is, you know, the reason why disordered eating starts, and, you know, eating disorders, binge eating, orthorexia, anorexia, like body dysmorphia, even, like these patterns and these, you know, things that all of us girls and guys get into, they stem from somewhere, whether that's a comment back in school or a little comment that your mum or dad made that wasn't trying to be mean at all, but just is not okay. And we have actually had you girls write into us before with similar situations where your mum would say things along the lines of, oh, like, you're eating a lot today, aren't you? And even comments like that, even though they're probably not meant in a harmful way, can really, really affect you and harm you in that negative way. So I want to read out this comment that I got, which I wasn't going to, because I was like, no, I don't want to like say it again or read it again or share it. But I almost feel like on reflection, it will help if I do read it, just to give a little bit of an example on what I mean by like an almost nice comment, or what was meant to be a nice comment coming across so hurtful. I did take a screenshot of the comment because I was like, I sent it to Georgia actually straight away. And I was like, how do people think this is okay to say? And she was like, I'm disgusted. But basically the thing that gets me as well, just before I share it, one more thing to say, is that it's from a girl. And I feel like most comments are usually that affect us the most can actually be from, you know, our friends or our peers, because those are the people who we almost don't expect them from the most. And it's almost just kind of like, oh, like I feel like in this day and age, like us girls need to be lifting each other up and not saying things like this. But I digress. I will actually read the comment now. So basically it reads, I think it's pretty cool that you don't count calories, because in the video I was talking about how I don't count calories anymore. And I've done it in the past. I didn't mind it at all. And I think there's definitely seasons of your life where it's awesome. It's an awesome tool. Anyway, sorry, I'm going to be really kind of, what's the word, unpacking this comment as we go along. So I think it's pretty cool that you don't count calories. I also, when I started reading this, I was like, awesome. Like, this is probably going to be a good comment. Then it reads, you have a normal body. And then this is where it hits me. A little bit chubby. Double chin is present, and there are not really any visible muscles because of the layer of fat. Not everyone has to be lean, slim, and defined. You eat takeout and dessert and cookies all the time, and I love that you just don't care. With a thumbs up. Can we just take a moment, to think about that comment? Now, as I said, it was almost like it was meant in a good way. You know, like, I love that you don't count calories, you know, you eat takeout and dessert, like, that's great. But there was a few distinct things that made me feel like absolute pure shit, if I'm completely honest. I'm really going to try and keep calm, cool, and collected here, because this just boils my blood. It really does. And I think it is absolutely disgusting, even if this was meant in a nice way, which, I mean, I can't even imagine ever writing that to someone. Can you see just by that comment how it would be so easy to fall into bad habits? You know, especially someone who has struggled in the past. And as I said at the beginning, I am so proud of myself that I am in a place where that doesn't affect me anymore. And I read it and I almost laughed at first. I was like, what? Like, what are you saying to me? And then kind of the more I thought about it, and I mean, my period's due tomorrow, like, I'm emotional, and just a way to kick a girl while she's down, do you know what I mean? And the other thing is that I had to try really hard for this to not affect me. Like, even someone who I feel like has a very, you know, strong-willed view on myself. So not many people can knock me down. I feel like in this career, it's very important that I do have that. And I have built up a little bit of a thick skin over the years. There was a very clear moment where it did affect me. And I had to pull myself out of that really, really quickly, because I knew that it would be counterproductive in my life and all of my progress that I've made over the years. And the funny thing is I was feeling really good, and I am feeling really good about my body. And the other ironic thing is I also got a few comments on that video saying, how do you manage to stay so slim? And, you know, you look like you've lost weight. And people, you know, are always commenting on bodies. And I guess that is just a way of the world. But I just think it's not okay. And especially that comment in particular, it's like, I cannot even explain how wrong that is. Something that I think back to that really kind of, I guess, was the first time that I did have a comment on my body was back in grade 5. Now, I went through a chubby phase in school, and I got this comment. This is actually from a boy, and he was like, oh, like, you've got a double chin. And he said, oh, you two, like, he pointed to this other boy and said, you two should date because you've both got these little things under your chin. And I was in grade 5 at this point, grade 5. How old would that have made me? I don't even know, like 9 or 10? No, I don't even know. 8? I have no idea. I'm just pulling numbers out of a hat at this point. But that has stuck with me. Like, it's not like I think about it every day. But that was probably the first time that a comment was made about my body. So I started to become very hyper aware of what I looked like and how my body was, really. And the thing is that this comment said by this boy, he probably doesn't even remember. If I were to ask him now, I don't know where he is in the world, but if I were to ask him now, do you remember saying that to me? He probably wouldn't. Highly doubt that he would. And just like this comment that I've received on my video, this person probably wrote it and didn't even think about it after they pressed, you know, send or publish or what do you comment? That would probably be the word I was looking for. I call myself a YouTuber. Anyway, you know, this person probably wouldn't even thought twice before commenting this. And so I think that before we talk, we need to pull ourselves up and actually think about what this could mean for the other person on the other end of this comment who is receiving it. And, you know, even though you might not think twice about it after you say it, the person receiving it is going to think about it for possibly years. And for me, at least, you know, like I said, that comment that I did receive back in school made me, it's like the first comment that made me very aware of my body and how, you know, I had to change it. Those comments stick with you. And as soon as I read that, it kind of reminded me. Firstly, I mean, I don't really think it's that great to be commenting on someone's body in any way, because it can always, you know, trigger something in them, or not even trigger, but even if someone's not eating well at all and someone gives them a comment of how, or a compliment of how good they're looking, they're probably going to continue doing that. And the same thing happens when someone gives you a negative comment. You're going to want to change that. And it's almost like the deepest and darkest thoughts that you think about yourself, this person is just reiterating that. And in no way does it affect me, is basically what I'm trying to say, because it doesn't. It honestly doesn't affect me. And I laugh it off. I know that I'm feeling great in my body, and I know that I'm in the best place I've ever been in terms of my relationship with food. But I just think it's so almost comical to get that comment because, you know, as I said, a few years ago, or even this time last year, if I received that comment, it would have almost broken me, because it's like, I, as a person and as a girl, am trying. I try so hard. You know, I want to have a good relationship with my body and with food. And I have tried so hard to get to that place. And I've gone over so many hurdles and setbacks to get to this place where I am. And of course, I'm probably not my leanest I've ever been, but equally, I also have my period back and my skin is regulating and my hormones are regulating. I sleep better. I'm more emotionally stable. I have more energy. I can lift heavier. There's all these things that, you know, feeling healthy creates. But those comments, there is nothing productive about that at all. It will never make someone feel good telling them that they're chubby or that they have a double chin present or that they can't even see any muscles because of a layer of fat. Like, okay, sure, maybe those things to you are true, but they're not true to me at all. I think, honestly, my body at the moment, I think I'm looking great, if I'm completely honest with you, and I am feeling great. And okay, yeah, like I said, I'm probably not my leanest at the moment, and I'm okay with that. I love my body with a bit more curve on it, and I feel so much better. As I said, I've had so many health improvements since just eating correctly and, you know, working out when it feels good and not over exercising. And like I said, like, I got my period back. And I think that is one of the most important things, because as women, you know, something isn't right in your body if you've lost your period, and that's just basically super basic. It's just crazy to me how someone thinks it's okay to say that to someone, especially, you know, even in the video, I was saying that I had struggled in the past with binge eating and restricting and all of that kind of thing. And for someone to say that, I personally don't get it. And obviously I put my life online, so it's almost like I open myself up for negativity. I'm basically saying, whatever anyone has to say about my life, go ahead, because I'm giving you that chance. Do you know what I mean? And I totally knew that came along with this career and this job, but I think that's probably the first comment that I've ever got that it wasn't just like a plain plain outright rude comment. It was almost like a nasty, bitchy schoolgirl comment. It's almost like, oh, I'm being nice, but I'm really like being incredibly rude. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if it does. And I'm really trying to not get too heated. I can feel myself getting heated, but I think this is just a subject I feel so passionately about. And I think that that is probably why I could probably go on about this forever. So I suppose the main takeaway from this episode that I wanted to bring to the table is that it is never okay to comment on someone's body. Whether you think you're being nice or you are trying to be rude, it is never okay. And I think that in the year that we're in, it should not even be a thing at this point. I think it's absolutely disgusting. And comments like that are so normal. Even as I said, if you're not on social media, it could be something your mum said, it could be something your friend said. You know, it's so easy for people to say it to you, especially if they feel comfortable with you, if they're a family member. And that's kind of why I wanted to share it, because I know that just because I'm on social media doesn't mean I'm the only one who receives comments like this. I know that we all do, and I know how they can affect us and our lives. So if you are listening to this and you know that you have said something like this to someone in the past, and you know what, that's okay if you have, if you realize that it is wrong. You know, if you have realized that now, it's okay. It's so normal to grow. I'm sure I've said things in the past to people that now I would never say. It might be worth apologizing to them if they're still in your life. But, you know, I think it's really important to go forward from this being very self-aware of what you're saying. Because, I mean, what's the saying or what's the song? Isn't it something like sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me, or something like that? I think, you know, it's almost like, well, words hurt. Words hurt a lot. But if someone has said that to you before, I want you to be strong enough to almost deflect it straight off. It's like you're a trampoline and someone's jumped on you, tried to push you down, but you just bounce them straight off because they do not know what they're talking about. And I'm sorry, but being slim or being lean is not the most important thing in your life at all. It's not even within the first, I don't know, top 30 most important things in your life. What is important is that you are healthy, that you are happy, that you're inside of your body is healthy. You know, there's so much of looking great on the outside, but you know, if you don't take care of the inside, who cares about the outside? It's not even a thought that goes through my mind. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to live the longest, happiest, healthiest life I can. And I know that I am doing that right now. And the little comment at the end of that big old comment saying, I love that you just don't care. That is so, could not be further from the truth. As much as I don't have any, you know, restrictions in terms of my food, and I'm very free with my food, and I don't label any foods good or bad now, of course care. I care so much about my health. I care more about my health than possibly anything else, because I think that if you don't have your health, what do you have? If you don't have your health, it's like everything comes into perspective. And I think that my mum passing away from health issues really set that in stone in me from a very young age, because health at the end of the day is all you have for a good, happy, healthy life. And I put so much effort into feeling good. You know, I'm outside getting my fresh air, I'm getting my movement in, I'm eating foods that I know make me feel good. So that comment of, I love that you just don't care, could not be more further from the truth. And I'm really not sure if this person that has commented on my videos is a subscriber or has followed me for a while or watches all my videos, because I would be very surprised if that was the case. But if this person is listening, know that I'm not trying to bring you down in any way if you did say that. I really hope that this episode may have helped, even in the slightest, of just kind of opening your mind to realize that words that you say can really, really, really hurt people. And that can be any time of your life. Like when I was 15, that would have really affected me. When I was, I don't know, I'm 20, I'm always 22. Can we just quickly take a moment? I'm 22 and like a month. Sorry. Anyway, totally sidetracked. But, you know, even when I first turned 21, which was a year ago now almost, that would have really affected me. And I'm so lucky that I now am in the place where it won't. But I'm just going to say it right here, right now. It is never okay to talk about someone's body. It's never okay. And I think we should all just put a stop to that. Those comments are the comments that start eating disorders. And it's crazy to think about because eating disorders can ruin lives. They really can. And I feel like haven't even tapped into half of what I could have said, but I just wanted to post this because I did feel really, really passionate about it. And we already put so much pressure on ourselves and look at ourselves in the mirror every single day, picking apart everything that we don't like or everything that we can change. So we don't need anyone else saying that to us, quite frankly, because it'll just, if anything, reiterate what we already think about ourselves or create insecurities that we didn't even have about ourselves that we didn't ever need. And I'm not saying that everyone has to be 100% happy with their body, because to be honest, I don't think anyone is ever 100% happy with their body. Maybe they can love their body, but there's always something that people want to change. And maybe there are people out there who go, you know what, I'm absolutely perfect and I absolutely love that for you. But honestly, it's very unrealistic, because I feel like even the people that you see on social media that you think are so perfect, I almost bet you 100% that there are things that they don't like about their body and about themselves. So it's just never okay to comment on it, because you don't know what someone's going through behind the scenes. And like I said, I'm very, very proud of myself to say that it didn't affect me, but it very easily could have if I had let it. Anyway, that is where I'm going to leave this episode. I was like, yeah, just talk for 10, 15 minutes. It has almost been 23 minutes now. But I hope you guys did enjoy it, or almost just felt my passion. I hope I didn't ramble too much. If you have any thoughts about this, definitely add it into the Drink More Water Facebook page, because I would love to read them all. I already love that page so much. We both do, Riley and I. We love reading through it. It just makes our hearts so happy, especially when people are like connecting and saying, oh, like I'm in here, like in this part of the world. And then other people are like, me too. It's just amazing to see. But I would love to hear your thoughts on this whole conversation, because I think it is a conversation that needs to be started so we can make everyone more aware that it is never okay to comment on another person's body. Okay, I'm really going to end it here, guys. I love you all. Thank you all so, so much for listening if you did. And if you did get through the end of my rant, we will see you next week for a very, very exciting episode. Plus, Riley will be back. Anyway, hope you enjoyed, and we will be in your ears again very, very soon. Bye, guys.